Molt bé, doncs mira, jo ara aquí vull xerrar a la gent de Formentera, els nostres oients, al 107.9 FM o radioformentera.cat, d'una història que podria ser perfectament novel·lada, que podria ser, en aquest cas, part d'una ficció, però lamentablement és certa. En aquest cas és la d'una lot que ve des de l'altra banda del món, més enllà de les antípodes, directament des del Pacífic, des de Tahití. En aquest cas, nascut allà, fill de mare doncs, tahitiana i pare italià, i que està cercant el seu pare, més que el seu pare, vol saber què va passar amb el seu pare els últims moments de la vida del seu pare. Ell es diu Vaitua Make, el tenim aquí, ha vingut acompanyat d'una amiga seva, en aquest cas na Simona Colzi, a qui tots coneixem, una creadora que ja fa molt temps que s'ha establert a Formentera, provinent de Florència. No m'equivoco, ets de Florència, no?
Sí.
Molt bon dia, Simona.
Molt bon dia.
Gràcies per acompanyar-nos i per haver-nos doncs, portat aquí en Vaitua. I amb en Vaitua hi xerrarem en anglès i farem allò que hem fet a voltes aquí a Ràdio Illa, que és preguntar en anglès. Jo us explicaré què li pregunto i ell m'ho respondrà en anglès i jo faré la traducció consecutiva, que es diu. No tenim mitjans per fer una traducció simultània i farem la traducció consecutiva, o sigui que el deixarem parlar i després jo faré la traducció o la interpretació del que ha dit. Vaitua, good morning.
Buenos días. Good morning.
Bon dia.
Bon dia.
Thank you for visiting us here at the public radio station of Formentera, and very, very, very much welcome here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here in the radio station. And yeah, it's a nice weather here and nice little island of Formentera. I didn't know the island since before I came here, and it's very beautiful.
So is it your first time in Formentera, is it?
Yes, it's my first time in Formentera and in Baleares Islands. So yeah, I really liked it, and of course I came here for something.
Ok, ell ens explica que li agrada molt la nostra illa, que és el primer cop que ve aquí, que fa un temps molt agradable, que li agrada molt el temps aquí. Is it so? You like the weather here? Even though the heat wave we've been suffering for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's quite hot, but you have the sea and you can go for a swim, and the colors are really beautiful. The colors are pretty similar than Tahiti, where I'm from.
Okay.
And yeah, it's really pleasant to go and have a swim when it's hot, but the sun is really strong, so you need to take care of the skin as well.
Sí, diu que de fet, sí, que d'acord, que fa calor, però en qualsevol cas tenim la mà, que podem sempre doncs, anar a fer una capbussada i refrescar-nos, però que el sol doncs, piga molt i que hem d'anar al tanto amb la pell. En qualsevol cas, diu que li recorda molt a Tahití, els colors de Formentera, doncs allà on ell va créixer. How come did you... Did you grow up in Tahiti, in the other side of the world?
My family is from Tahiti. Actually, they're from another island, because in Tahiti, French Polynesia Francesa, we have like 128 islands, and the size is like with the water and everything, it's the size of Europe, so it's very big. And my grandmother comes from Rapa, so it's a small island near Tahiti. My mother was born there, and so that's why I come from here, and I was born in Tahiti as well.
Mm-hmm. Diu en aquest cas doncs, que ve doncs, d'una illa petita que es diu Rapa, que forma part d'aquest doncs, arxipèlag de 128 illes a Tahiti, i que en qualsevol cas doncs, la seva mare doncs, és originària d'allà. Till when you lived in Tahiti? How much of your life you spent there?
Oh, I spent pretty much all my life in Tahiti. I just arrived in France 4 years ago. So I've been traveling a bit. I did my study in some 2-year study in Australia, but I grew up mostly in Tahiti, yeah.
Diu que ha viscut la major part de la seva vida a Tahití. Diu que va viatjar un parell d'anys a Austràlia per formar-se acadèmicament, per estudiar, però que només fins fa 4 anys va deixar Tahití per anar a viure a França. Why did you choose France?
Because I have the French passport, so it's easier to settle in France. And I was thinking maybe starting with France and see where maybe somewhere else to settle down, because I had some businesses in Tahiti and I wanted to discover the the European environment and starting with France. Yes.
Ell diu que va decidir França doncs perquè tenia el passaport francès i que li era més senzill anar cap allà i que volia també descobrir doncs l'ambient de vida a França. How is life in Tahiti? Because we probably have that side of the world very idealized.
Yes.
I don't know if it was the movie by Terrence Malick, The Thin Red Line.
Red Line or the Revolution of the Bounty?
The Revolution of the Bounty. I don't know. I remember the Thin Red Line. I think that it was taped in the French Polynesia, mm-hmm. Probably near Tahiti, if not Tahiti. And one of the islands, and the movie actually dwells around this idea of a wild place, not untouched by the civilization. I don't know if that's the case.
In Tahiti, you have some islands that are really untouched, and so what you saw on movie, it's pretty much the same. But if you go to Tahiti and other islands who has people on the island, Tahiti is quite different. It's like a normal town, but if you go further up north to the island, so it's wilder. But you have some other islands because we have we have 128 islands, and some are really untouched, and you have white sands, coconut trees. And the life is pretty similar than Formentera, so people are really open, so it's very nice place to live. But because it's a young island and we have only one road through the going through the island, so we have a lot of traffic.
D'acord, diu que la vida, paradoxalment, encara que m'ho esperegui l'altra banda del món, doncs és molt pareguda a Formentera i que hi ha algunes illes que realment són molt verges, molt poc influenciades doncs, per la modernitat entesa doncs, a la civilització occidental i que bé, la naturalesa plena doncs, de d'arbres coqueters, etc. Doncs és allà i que en qualsevol cas hi ha molt de turisme i doncs hi ha molt de trànsit també. Now, how come you are in Formentera? I don't know. How long you've known Simona for?
I met Simona only 1 week ago. I contacted her through a website. So it's a really well-known website that people offer jobs. And that you work for them like 4 to 5 hours a day, and they give you the bed and the food. So it's a really nice way to travel and to get to know locals, real people from the island, and they can make you discover the island from the inside.
No, la història de com va conèixer na Simona i com va venir aquí doncs és a través d'un portal, en aquest cas una plataforma d'internet, en la qual doncs, hi ha com un intercanvi, no? O sigui, tu ajudes a la persona a casa seva amb feines i a la persona doncs, t'ofereix un lloc on dormir, t'ofereix menjar i t'ofereix la possibilitat doncs, de fer-te una miqueta, d'acollir-te i de fer-te una miqueta de cicerone a l'illa doncs, per fer-te conèixer més enllà doncs, dels emplaçaments i enclavaments més turístics, i així doncs fa només uns dies pràcticament es van conèixer amb na Simona aquí a Formentera. Ara li preguntaré la raó per la qual va voler venir aquí a Formentera, que és una miqueta la raó per la qual l'hem convidat avui aquí. Why did you decide to come to Formentera? Which is the reason why you needed to travel here?
The reason why I wanted to travel here, it's because 2 years ago, before the COVID pandemic, I went to Italy because I'm looking for my father since I'm 18 years old. So I write to the consulate. I went to Paris to the consulate to ask for information. And I have an Italian friend in Tahiti. So she told me, yeah, why don't you go on TV in Italy? There's a special program named Chi l'ha visto. And I went on this program and I could find my father's relatives. So after that, so I got some information that he died in Formentera because the TV show did some research and they found that they could have they could get the death certificate. And on the death certificates, written that my father died in Formentera. So that's why I choose after the pandemic to come here to Formentera. At first, I was looking for a place to rent, but it's too expensive. So that's why I had this idea to go through this website. And when I checked on the website, I saw that Simona is Italian. So I was like, maybe she will be touched about my story. Mm-hmm. And she was
okay.
Touched and willing to help me.
Molt bé, doncs aquest és el quid de la qüestió. O sigui, ell diu que està buscant el seu pare des que té 18 anys. I que just abans de la pandèmia va anar a Itàlia i en aquesta cerca el seu pare va poder veure doncs, el certificat de defunció del seu pare i posava que havia mort a Formentera. O sigui, va saber doncs, que havia mort a Formentera i va decidir venir aquí quan pogués, quan acabés la pandèmia, doncs, per saber doncs, les últimes passes del seu pare doncs, abans de morir, i en aquest cas va voler llogar alguna cosa aquí, però clar, els preus eren prohibitius per ell, una persona que ara mateix no està ocupada o que no treballa, i llavors doncs, va conèixer a Simona i, com que és italiana, com son pare, va pensar doncs, que potser doncs, es veuria interpel·lada, es veuria doncs, emocionada per la seva història, efectivament així va ser, i la Simona l'ha ajudat doncs, a aquí. You said you're looking for your father since you were 18.
Yes.
Previous to that, before that, you were in touch with him.
No, I didn't know my father. He left, as my mother said, when I was 2, so I don't have any memories of him. Mm-hmm. So.
Ell diu que no va conèixer el seu pare, que va marxar, doncs, en aquest cas, a Tahiti, quan ell tenia 2 anys, o sigui que ell no té cap record del seu pare. Why you explain that 18 is the age when you feel the need to look for him?
I think, as you know, when you grew up and you are raised by your mother, there's something missing. So when you become a teenager, you're starting to think a lot, and there's maybe a part of my identity is missing. So that's why I wanted to know my Italian part and to see how it goes and maybe to find him again and talk with him and say and explain to me why all of this. So
diu que clar, ell quan va ser adolescent, quan ens passa a tots, doncs tenim aquestes diríem crisis, no crisis, o aquesta part existencialista que apareix en altres i que ens fa preguntar-nos moltes coses, i és el que li va passar amb ell, i va decidir quan era adolescent doncs, que en fi, volia saber qui era el seu pare, volia tenir la necessitat doncs, de parlar amb ell, i és quan el va començar a buscar. I didn't get right one thing. You only got to know he was dead 3 years ago.
3 years ago, yes.
3 years ago. Previous to that, you thought he was alive.
Previous, yeah, I thought he was alive. I got the information only when Chi l'ha visto, you know, the TV station in Italy got the paper of his birth of his death certificate.
Ell explica que clar que ell el va començar a buscar amb 18 anys, però només, com explicava abans, fa 3 anys abans de la pandèmia, va saber que el seu pare havia mort a través doncs, d'aquest programa, d'aquest mitjà doncs, italià, Chi l'ha visto, que que va aconseguir doncs, aquest certificat de defunció del seu pare on deia que era mort. Please.
And yeah, even when I was in Italy, his cousin, so his family, tried to find him and they couldn't, you know, find him because he was sending letters from Alicante. Mm-hmm. At that time, he was living in Alicante. So he was sending some letters to his family, to his cousin in Italy. And suddenly they didn't have any more letters. And a few years later, they were like worried about, yeah, he didn't send more letters. So they tried to find something, they tried to find him and couldn't find him. So they didn't know how to do it to find him. So when I arrived in Italy, that was the point that the TV can make something happen to get some information.
Mm-hmm. Diu que fins i tot la seva família a Itàlia fa un any no sabien absolutament res del seu pare, que fins llavors doncs, l'havien estat escrivint des de Alacant, on pareix que vivia, i de cop i volta doncs, aquestes cartes que arribaven de Alacant van deixar de venir i va ser llavors doncs, quan la família doncs, també es va amoïnar i va començar doncs, a buscar, però ell primer va parlar amb els seus cosins i no sabien res, no sabien què li havia passat. You've got to know some of your relatives in Italy. You said you mentioned your cousins. I don't know if your grandparents, if they are alive. No, they're not.
No, the only person who's alive, it's their cousins. And the aunt, my father is a unique child. Mm-hmm. So his mother died 25 days after he got born.
Wow.
And his father died from the Second World War.
Déu-n'hi-do, quina història. Ell explica doncs, que no, que el seu pare és fill únic, que no té massa família, perquè la seva mare va morir només uns dies després de que donés a llum, en aquest cas el pare d'ell, i també, en aquest cas, el pare del nostre protagonista avui va morir durant la Segona Guerra Mundial. From that, I think, I'm fear that your father, when he got you, he was not young. He was pretty...
He was 42 or 43, I think.
42 or 43.
So he was pretty mature.
42,
maybe.
43. When is your... what year were you born?
78.
El seu pare el va tenir amb 42 anys, així coneixem una miqueta l'edat, quan l'any 78, per tant, el nostre protagonista té 44 anys. When did your father die?
He died in
1987. Yes. El seu pare va morir l'any 1987 in Formentera. We know that.
Yes.
Where in Formentera? What do we know about his death? Què serà de la seva mort?
We know that he, because we had like their certificate with all the explanation, he has like polytraumatism, like maybe he fell down somewhere, but yesterday we went to the... What was the name of the? It's a council. It's a city council judgment to get some extra information.
El jutjat de pau.
Jutjat d'instrucció d'Eivissa.
D'Eivissa, d'acord.
To get all the whole file for the forensic report. Mm-hmm. So we will get that maybe Thursday or Friday. And on the other paper, that the small one, we have like only he has like polytraumatism, and his body is buried in San Francisco
cemetery.
Yes.
Okay. Sabem que el seu pare va morir de politraumatismes. En qualsevol cas, ell està pendent d'un jutjat d'instrucció d'Eivissa, doncs que li donguin, en aquest cas, doncs, l'informe més detallat, forensic, per saber una miqueta més de què va morir, i el seu pare està enterrat al cementiri the Sant Francesc. Is he buried in a common tomb? You don't know.
We visited yesterday and we talked with the guy who's
in charge
of the cemetery, and he said we asked to access the registration of the, and he said that there were a storm in 2001 or something like that that destroyed the house, and there's no more file. So
the house, which house?
Yeah, the for where the registration where?
Well, a storm. There was a fire in the city council. I don't know. Maybe, but okay. So there's no file. There's no archive. No archive. No register.
This is what he told us. But I want to try to get those files and see on with my own eyes as well. So. I don't know. So.
Diu que sap que el seu pare descansa, que està en el cementiri de Sant Francesc, però que no saben, perquè no hi ha arxius. Aparentment una tempesta es veu el 2001. No sé si algú en sap. Si algú en sap, doncs que contactin Pepo o a mi per WhatsApp i que ens ho expliqui. Doncs va destruir, en aquest cas, les instal·lacions o va inundar i va mullar doncs, els arxius i s'han perdut. Per tant, no sap a quin lloc concret del cementiri està enterrat el seu pare. Well, what do we know about your father? How did he look like? What he was doing in Formentera? Do we know anything about that?
No. The only thing that I know, he was a journalist, and he worked for a periódico in El País. In Spain,
mm-hmm.
in Alicante, and I don't know if he was just visiting Formentera or he was on holiday here or he was maybe covering an article.
Okay, 1987, recordem. En aquest cas, un periodista italià treballava pel diari El País. 1987, per tant, in 1997. Your father was around his 50s, 50-year-old.
Yes.
Cap als 50 anys, diari El País, un periodista, estava aquí a Formentera. Ell vivia a Alacant, però estava aquí. What was his name?
Oh, his name is Luzzato, is the last name, and it's Augusto Giancarlo Giorgio.
Augusto Giancarlo Giorgio.
Sì.
You don't know how he was called.
I think it's Giancarlo.
Giancarlo.
Sí.
Augusto Giancarlo Giorgio. Ell creu que li deien Giancarlo. Giancarlo Giorgio. Where was he found? Where was his body found?
A la punta de Sanguila.
A la punta de Sanguila.
Sanguila, sí.
A Sanguila. En aquest cas, més enllà del racó de Salga, prop d'Escap, no?
Yes.
En aquest cas, el seu cos va ser trobat a Punta Anguila, allà sabeu, on és Punta Anguila, tocant doncs el cap de Barberia, i allà va ser trobat. So, in fear from that he probably fell down.
Maybe. So we this is how the paper says that he has polytraumatism, but maybe he fell down or maybe he was thrown or beaten. So we will get more details.
Or maybe he just jumped.
Or maybe he just jumped as well. Yeah. So but there's many possibilities.
Yeah. Clar, diu, no sabem el que li va passar. Pot ser que caigués a Punta Anguila. Pot ser doncs que l'apallissessin o que el llencessin. O pot ser que saltés i... Llavors, no sabem. How do you come to terms with that? With all this gap of information, without knowing which was the last days of your father, and how did he actually die?
Can you see?
How do you come to terms with that?
How
do you cope with it?
I don't know. The only thing I want to know is where he is buried.
Okay.
And after all what happened to him, and it's secondary. So we went yesterday to the cemetery, and there were some tombs without any name. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit frustrating to see that he's here, but which one? See, that's because I want to end this chapter, this book, mm-hmm. here in Formentera and move on. Mm-hmm. So that's why.
En aquest cas, ella ens explica que de fet li és igual com va morir el seu pare, que és una informació doncs no irrelevant, però que en fi si se sapigués doncs perfecte, però que ell el que vol saber on resten on són les restes del seu pare, on està enterrat, que és una cosa doncs que en un principi en un lloc com a Formentera s'hauria de poder saber tenint un certificat de defunció i en fi, enterrat a Sant Francesc, que no és un cementiri massiu, que no és un cementiri tan gran. Llavors, doncs, s'hauria de saber, per tant, bueno, institucions, per tant, qualsevol persona que ens estigueu escoltant, si us sona aquesta història, si us sona aquesta història d'un cos trobat a Punta Anguila el 1987, doncs, a les Penyes, en aquest cas, i un home mort, i que després va ser enterrat aquí a Formentera, segurament en una fossa comú o en aquest cas en una tomba doncs, sense nom, perquè potser no se sabia. Si algú pot lligar caps, qualsevol informació que mos dongueu, doncs, que sapigueu que ajudareu i molt a una persona que necessita saber per sanar, per finalitzar aquest capítol, com ell mateix ha mencionat, de la seva vida. En aquest cas, doncs, el capítol de la mort del seu pare. We'll do anything in our hand to help you. This is the Radio Formentera. This is very much listened everywhere here and also in Ibiza. So anything we know, we'll...
Yeah, so I just need to... Yeah, if we can look at the registry for which tomb is which one, if you have like archives for if someone knows who can have the hand of this paper and have a look, and because the cemetery is not big and there's only a few tombs that doesn't have any name on it, so if we can have any information where is the place, that would be very very good and very nice.
Ja ho sabeu, aquest missatge és per qualsevol que mos escolti, sobretot per les institucions, en aquest cas, arxius, registres, qualsevol informació que pugui fer servir, doncs, persones, que hi ha d'haver un registre de persones sense nom, desconegudes, enterrades a Formentera, per l'amor de Déu, hi ha d'haver-hi això, al cementiri, i en aquest cas, doncs, podem lligar cap si sabem, doncs, que una persona va ser enterrada el 1987. Which month was that?
In July.
Juliol de 1987, juliol de 1987, el 4 de juliol de 1987, una persona va morir, va ser enterrada a Formentera, hem de saber de qui es tractava, perquè bàsicament per saber, no podrem, bueno, qui sap, si algú ens està escoltant i sap de la història, però si algú va conèixer en Giancarlo, el pare d'en Batú, però en qualsevol cas hem de saber on està enterrat el cementiri perquè el seu fill, doncs, que l'està buscant, pugui tancar aquest capítol de la seva vida i pugui, si vol, deixar-li un ramet de flors. Thank you very much for coming this morning, for sharing your story, and don't worry, we'll do everything in our hand to help you out in this search, probably everyone at home listening is comprehending condition now and your feelings, so don't worry, we'll try to help you out as much as we can. Thank you very much for coming, Batua.
Thank you very much, and hope we'll find something.
Gràcies, Simona, per haver-lo portat, i rep, estarem en contacte, vale. També per si sabem alguna cosa, institucions de Formentera, consell, si sabeu res, doncs, per favor, aquí hi ha algú que busca i alguns que estem disposats a ajudar-los. Tornem de seguida. Fins ara.